KHUM is freeform independent radio from Humboldt County, California. Learn more at khum.com.
Happy trails to you.
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of Happy Trails as we keep our eyes on the prize, a regional trail system all throughout Humboldt County. We're getting ever closer to that, and we have in the past 12 years. Today will be the final episode of Happy Trails. Kind of a bittersweet moment, but we've got a room full of all kinds of folks. And co-hosting with me, of course, is Emily Sinkhorn. Hello.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. It's great to be here in the studio. This is a great send-off.
It is indeed. We were hoping that Jen Rice could be here, but a conflict with her time.
She had so much good stuff going on.
Yeah.
So.
She was the original co-host way back when it started 12 years ago, but you've been doing it longer than anyone.
Well, yeah, I can't believe it's been 9 years. so 9 years, either weekly or monthly, has been a really formative time in our local trail environment here in Humboldt. But Cliff, just love to, again, just hear how you were inspired to start Happy Trails a dozen years ago and turning in a near tragic experience into something that has really helped shape the, you know, kind of education and discussion about trails and transportation here in Humboldt.
Well, it was July 10th, 2007, and that morning I had an interview with Hank Sims, who was working at that time with the Journal and had just written an article about the railroad corridor, and how at the time the train people were just doing their best to revitalize it through the Eel River Canyon, and how really impossible that was. And I talked to him about that, and I talked with him about the fact that I commuted via bike on a regular basis between Eureka and Ferndale, and you know, the inherent dangers of that. And I talked about this was the topic. And I said, I've had many near misses. I had someone throw a bottle at me, and luckily it missed. That was great. I've had, I've been smacked by mirrors, and that's always fun. And I've had, people like, driving in the shoulder where I've had to ditch. Jump off the bike and ditch. So it's inherently there's a bit of danger in doing that. You have to be very aware of your surroundings. And I said, I'm lit up like a Christmas tree. I wear all the reflective stuff. I have rear view mirrors, so I'm pretty safe with it. But there is a danger. That day, that afternoon on my way back, I was hit, and it was like an eye opener because. I'd been biking for, some time and assumed that if I could see the danger, I could get out of the way. But, at bike speed versus freeway speed, just couldn't do it. I thought I had avoided it, but it just got clipped and bam, it was enough to make it happen. So, 5 broken ribs, broken collarbone, torn rotator cuff, punctured lung. Deep gashes, I was laid up, and while I was recovering, I was thinking, it might be a good idea to do a trails show. I think trails would be a really good idea. And so we launched into it. It's been going for 12 years now.
Yeah. No, I think it's pretty amazing that so much has happened in that amount of time, and it's really been a shift kind of just in the discussions locally. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot of people in the studio.
That's
so we have current and former co-hosts of the show, Carol Vandermeer, Bruce Sylvie, and Roger James.
Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I would love to hear from anyone of what you kind of saw as any kind of key shifts that happened, in the last 12 years to really make trails commonly kind of talked about and appreciated, here in Humboldt.
Yeah, I'd be willing to chime in. Mm-hmm. I'm a relative newcomer compared to Emily and others here, but A few years back, I attended an update, a trail summit that was really gathering a lot of people in the room and a lot of energy. And I listened to Hank Seaman from the county give an update. And I said, I want to be a part of this. And I feel real fortunate for the last few years to be working with the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund Working Group and raising awareness about making this connection between Arcata and Eureka. And I think that trail summit, all those people in the room who had been involved for so long, and now that we can see it in our sights that we're about to complete that core piece of that regional trail system we've been talking about, that core piece between Arcata and Eureka is really exciting, and it will serve as a catalyst for a lot of other connecting trails.
That that Bay Trail was considered a pipe dream when we started the show. Mm-hmm. It was just a dream. There was not there had been a study done to see if it was possible. And it didn't look like it was going to go much further than that, but there were just enough things fell into place where it just, it's now happening.
Right.
It's pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm. Great. And now I feel like another key transition has been the Great Redwood Trail Act.
Yeah.
I know, Bruce, you've been advocating a lot for the Great Redwood Trail and have been following that. And what do you see as some of the key benefits that this act will have for kind of years to come for us here in Humboldt and along the North Coast?
Well, I got on the Humboldt Trails Council about the time that Senator McGuire got his bill or started working on that, and we were trying to support that bill. And now that that's passed and we got a good shot at this, I think it will be amazing to connect up all these communities, especially from Scotia to Trinidad and Blue Lake and out to Manila. And that's going to be an amazing thing to go right by College of the Redwoods and people can commute to school, and it'll just be amazing. So, and then there's that Eel, that South Fork of the Eel down there, that is going to be take a little more extra energy to make that come through with all the tunnels and trestles. It's just amazing when you look at how trails of this size, like this one running from San Francisco Bay to Humboldt Bay, around the country, when they put together trails like this, like the Katy Trail in Missouri, it's amazing how many people turn out to ride them and how much of an economic impact it has on the community. And
absolutely. And, as I was saying before, the Bay Trail was a pipe dream. This was a serious pipe dream. I mean, this was a very large pipe that went from here all the way to San Francisco. So that was insane. And I'll never forget when, Senator McGuire proposed this. And it was just, the timing was just perfect.
Perfect.
I mean, it was just the perfect storm. And you think about the fact that, the day that I got hit and the conversation I had with Hank Sims about the NCRA being so adamant about revitalizing this thing through the Eel River Canyon, this train, and that it was going to happen, and they were going to build a deep water port at Humboldt Bay, and they were going to make this thing go through no matter what it cost, and the cost was about $1 billion, apparently. And at that point, it was like, $1 billion? Who's got $1 billion?
Yeah.
So,
it really started to shift when NCRA at least finally allowed rail with trail.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
mm-hmm.
what got Arcata moving mm-hmm. and Eureka moving. And that's for the Bay, that was the start.
Yeah.
Certainly, absolutely. And I feel like another shift was when that Rail with Trail Guidelines was a collaboration with local jurisdictions up and down the North Coast and mm-hmm. the NCRA.
Because it was so adversarial before that.
Yeah, really, it really was. And during that same time, there was a shift in before trails, and the idea was being led by community groups mm-hmm. and nonprofits and community members. And then there was, around that same time, a shift to where then trails became a key priority of local jurisdictions, public works departments and staff and environmental services, and being able to then have some of your best trail champions be local jurisdiction staff and elected officials was a huge step, but it took a lot of support and advocating and you know, education that, you know, has happened on Happy Trails for many years, kind of to get to that point. So I think that was another great kind of turning point as well.
Yep.
And Roger, I know you really walk and hike in many places, and I would love to hear what you've seen as a shift in. I know you walk the Bay Trail and Waterfront Trail a whole lot, and kind of in these years, what shifts you've seen and then drove you to be involved in trails?
Yeah, thank you. I'm a relative newcomer, as Carol is even more recent, but I have been working on the Bay Trail Working Group, as well as the funding committee, which makes decisions about how to disperse the funds that have been generated through the working group. We've raised $300,000+ that to help maintain the trail for future generations. And I'm really sorry that Jen Rice is not here. Mm-hmm. One of the things, I mean, I was on the periphery of the activity that actually has resulted in where we are now. And when we had the opening ceremony for the Arcata portion of the Bay Trail and realized that Jen had been creating the document you were referencing, Cliff, 20 years ago,
yep.
And all of the time and energy and money and goodwill that had been invested over time to result in these trails that are so wonderful for everyone. Everyone can access those trails in a wheelchair, baby stroller, whatever that's not non-motorized. And we just had friends in from Portland and walked them on both sections of the trail, and they were over the moon. They were so excited about what a community resource this is for people to be safe and healthy.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, let's not forget about Eureka stepping up to the plate with the Eureka Waterfront Trail. That has been amazing. And that's one of those things that came to fruition really fast. Yes. That was, you know, because trails, you know, let's face it, they tend to happen at a glacial pace.
Right.
And that was, I mean, for a complete trail, remarkable. It was done in phases, mm-hmm. but those phases came along very quickly, and it is remarkable, and it's used heavily. That is a lot of people out on that thing.
Yeah,
that mm-hmm. is extraordinary. Which will, of course, tie right into the final four section of the Humboldt Bay Trail. It's already set to just hook into that bridge, that Slough Bridge, and that will from there link right on into Arcata.
Yes. So. That's going to be really exciting. We're going to have a major party on the break ground on that.
Yeah. And it's not that far down the road. That's something that we've got to look forward to, which mm-hmm. is, you know, so exciting. We haven't even touched on the Annie and Mary Rail Trail, which, of course, is, you know, that's one of those ones that is moving at a glacial pace, but it is moving.
Yes, it is moving. And the first phase of that will be constructed in the city of Blue Lake this next summer.
Yep.
But the Friends of the Annie and Mary Trail have been a nonprofit advocating for the Annie and Mary Trail and raising funds through so many community events for over 20 years.
Absolutely.
So they've been extremely dedicated and really have made a difference in getting these new segments, in a planning phase and then to construction in Blue Lake. They have worked on funding jointly with the county, different design and planning steps. That group has been a great example of really being a Friends of group that has made a big difference. And I'm hopeful for the city of Arcata's portion of the Annie and Mary that's looking to get from Arcata up to the Mad River and to the pump station park with the water district that's right there on the Mad. And that would really bring a lot of great momentum for then the challenge of crossing the Mad River and then connecting over to the Blue Lake side. That will certainly be a challenge. But now that we've had so much progress, I feel like there can be, we have a lot of momentum really, really growing. Yeah.
There is. There's actually so much momentum that people are kind of taking this on their own. I was just talking with Sean Swanson just a little while ago. He called it a request. And of course, he kind of took this on his own in Fortuna and, has created a section of trail, the Went Memorial Trail, correct? And right. Yeah, that will of course eventually tie into the the full on Great Redwood Trail. Mm-hmm. And it's really wonderful. It's something that it was just a pure labor of love. that thing done. It was just kind of absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I think the community members wanting to be involved in trails and making it happen, that has really led to the Volunteer Trail Stewards, a program of the Humboldt Trails Council. And to me, that formation of that group has also been a key turning point, because like the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund, it provides people power for local jurisdictions to be able to count on for maintenance of existing trail segments, because you can get grants for construction and design, but not so much for maintenance. But then that also really gets dozens and hundreds of people involved in maintaining and building trails throughout each year.
That's a
really solid base of people to draw from for support for further trails.
It's a really good point, because early on when we were looking at this, that was always the big question. It's like, how is the county going to be able to maintain these trails? And the Trail Stewards program has been fantastic, and not only does it help keep the trails maintained, but it also, there's so much community buy-in because of it.
Right.
It's a lot of people have ownership of this trail system that makes it, that's even better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the Humboldt Bay Trail Fund, as Roger mentioned, disperses funds and disperses them annually, and there's a priority on projects that involve community members. And so already, not only is the fund going to be this long-term endowment, but annually help support programs like the Volunteer Trail Stewards.
Mm-hmm. And I think there are certain things that happened that couldn't have been foreseen that were huge positive steps forward. Like, for instance, Caltrans really, really wanting that overpass. They really, really wanted that overpass. And in order to get that overpass, in order to get that through the California Coastal Commission, this trail had to be part of it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, wow. Why would an overpass turn into a trail? It did. We're not going to question it. and that's fantastic. That mandate really kind of was a huge catalyst to making this happen.
Definitely.
Yeah, and I think that Caltrans is going to be a key partner in further expanding our trail system, and especially in more rural areas where Caltrans highways are the main street and the only way to get from one place to another. And with the kind of changing, hopefully shifting priorities for more safety and access for all modes at Caltrans headquarters, that will really then help shape some opportunities for the county and communities to collaborate with Caltrans to make walking, biking, and trail projects alongside highways more feasible. And one of the example that is moving forward is a collaboration for the Little River Trail that will now be in preliminary design and environmental phase, and will be a collaboration between a nonprofit and Caltrans. And it's I think that'll be a great case for then kind of more of those collaborations.
Absolutely. And we talk about things moving at a glacial pace. One of the things that moves at glacial pace is large governmental organizations such as like Caltrans, whose mandate has always been to move people quickly through areas, via vehicle traffic. And that's been their mandate. And it has, over time, we've witnessed a shift here where, this non-motorized transportation is also becoming a priority, and they're becoming a partner, as we have seen now in more and more projects. And I think that's going to be how things are going to be going forward, that Caltrans will be a partner with this kind of a thing. And I think the successes like what's going on with Little River will be a catalyst for more projects like
national push for active transportation, from both the health side and the carbon footprint, and active transportation funds are just growing all over the country.
Absolutely. And it's a good thing.
Yep.
It's a really good thing.
Right. Well, I just want to say, Cliff, that mm-hmm. I really have appreciated your support and hope you continue to be inspired by trails and inspire
Absolutely.
Other people out there.
Absolutely.
I unfortunately have to head up to Trinidad here yeah. momentarily. Yeah. One of those places we talked about connecting with the trails.
Yeah.
Someday I'll be able to ride my bike all
there
the way.
You go.
So thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, trails have been a big priority of mine for a long time. And take care, Carol.
All righty. Bye.
Bye now. And, you know, I think, as sad as it is to have to wrap up this program, you know, I think the next chapter of my life, you know, I will be able to take a more hands-on approach to making sure trails happen.
That would be great.
So, I mean, that's like I am giving up one part of it, but I am still the active trail advocate. And and hopefully if all goes according to plan, you know, I will be in a position to really help make a difference with future trail projects throughout the county.
That would be great.
Indeed.
Well, indeed. It's been clear when you listen to the podcast of these happy mm-hmm. trails that the happy and cheerleading part of the whole thing over the years has been Cliff. It's been great.
It is happy. It is. Trails are definitely happy. You know, it's like my older son, Alexander, lives in New York. Whenever he comes to town, and it's going to be pretty soon since we've got the holidays on the way, we always get the bikes out and we head out on the different trails. We try to hit as many as we can. You know, our kids are still, my kids are still very fond of the Hammond Trail because that thing is, that was the first real big success project.
Started all this off,
yeah,
and has always been like a well. Look at the example of the Hammond Trail, of a former rail corridor, mm-hmm. and different types of uses along that corridor that then were kind of just shifted or discouraged with putting in a public access linear mm-hmm. kind of park, and then so many people came to use it and. A lot of people turn their backyards to face the trail. So
right,
that's been an amazing example and something to build off of.
Yeah, and it was like the whole fear because, you know, we hadn't had any. You know, that was really the kind of the starting point in a major trail system. And it was like, it's going to create a horrible element to going through the backyards of all these people in McKinleyville. Well, no, it actually raised your property value and it's become, you know, quite a bit of honor to have this trail going through,
yeah,
going through
absolutely.
The back of your yard there. It is really wonderful, and it absolutely has improved property values, and it has increased safety in that area because there's so many people that go through there. Doesn't make it perfect. There have been mm-hmm. issues, but it's been much better since then. That seems to be the case with most trails projects.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So going forward, we've got lots to look forward to. We talked about the completion of the Bay Trail. We've got, of course, in my backyard, we've got what's going on with the McKay Community Forest and the trails that are going to be going on in there. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it seems that there'll be volunteer trail stewards hopefully being more activated in the community forest this spring summer to have community members actively involved working with the county to realize that trail system in the McKay.
Mm-hmm. So although the Happy Trails program is coming to an end, the efforts are not. The efforts are
absolutely
going. I think they're actually increasing.
Mm-hmm.
I think the trails that I walk on anyway, in the last 15 years, the traffic on them has increased mm-hmm. really dramatically.
Absolutely.
And and it's wonderful to see people in a setting that you're not used to, where they are happy people. They are out there smiling and feeling good about themselves and good about being out in nature. It's just really sweet.
I think what's heartening to see is how much use the Humboldt Bay Trail gets, and right now it's a trail to nowhere.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You go out to the boulders. That's what we call it.
The two rock trail.
That's it. It just goes to nowhere, and you go back, and it's heavily used. Right. I mean, imagine when that goes through all the way to Eureka.
Yeah,
that's going to be absolutely amazing.
Well, without Happy Trails, without Happy Trails to keep you informed, if people want to volunteer for a trail or they want to get on an email list to get current information, then go to humtrails.org.
Yes, please do.
And sign up.
Absolutely. Good. Well, unfortunately, we are out of time. It is, as we say, kind of a bittersweet thing to do our last Happy Trails, but it's been exciting. I want to thank you all for coming out and being part of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cliff, for the last dozen years.
Absolutely. A dozen years has gone by in a heartbeat. And this conversation on Happy Trails, you will find podcast shortly at iTunes and at khum.com. Happy Trails.